Welcome to Common Salvation, the sermons and other thoughts of Pastor Philip Poppy, a pastor in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. This sermon was preached February 3rd and 4th at Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby, Kansas, and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoxie, Kansas. The text for the day was Isaiah chapter 40, 21 to 31. Let's listen in. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Allow me today to be overly simplistic in my language. God is big, and you are small. It has been this way from the very beginning. God is the one who is so big that he sits above the circle of the earth. You are so small that when he looks down upon you, you look like a grasshopper. God is so big that he stretches out the heavens and uses them as his tent in which to dwell. He is so big that the most powerful princes upon the earth can be brought by him to nothing quickly. Humanity is so small that we come and we go quickly. We are planted and then we wither. God is so big that he brings out the stars into the sky and calls them all by name. He is so powerful that all the stars answer to him and stand in the universe exactly where they are to stand by his power. Not a one is ever missing. God is so big because he is everlasting. He is the creator. He doesn't faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. You are small. Even those of you that might think you're in the prime of your life and the prime of your physical health, even you will faint and grow weary. You will still, at least on some days, lay down in your bed at night exhausted. God is so big. You are so small. Yes, God is so big. When God walked around in human flesh, he proved his might. He walked into Simon Peter's home. He took his mother-in-law by the hand, and the fever that had been weakening her was removed. She was immediately able to get up and begin to serve others. God is so big that those who were sick with various diseases who met him in the flesh, well, he healed them. He casted out demons which possessed certain people. God is so big. He cast them out and he demanded their silence. God is so big that he could not even be constrained to just stay in one place while he walked in the flesh, even though there were people who begged him to do so. He had to go into all Galilee preaching and casting out demons. You are so small. When a fever hits you, it will almost certainly take you off your feet and leave you laying in your bed or in a recliner. Depending on the cause of that fever, it could be much more serious. If your body's already weak, and so many are, the cause of that fever could take your life. You're so small, so fragile. Apart from Christ, your body itself could be found to be nothing more than a vessel to be possessed by an unclean spirit. You would find that that demon was far more powerful than you. You are so small. If you were diagnosed with one sickness or another, there would not be much you could do about it. And some sicknesses, of course, are so encompassing that they rob from you much of what you once took for granted. You are so small. You are so small that you think that whatever people press upon you as their most urgent felt need, well, that's what you have to try to meet, regardless of the cost of doing so in the moment. Yes, you can end up being called away from the things you know you should be doing in order to take care of other things which are not so necessary. You can ignore one area where you have real responsibility in life because another area you are called to all of a sudden simply seems more urgent. You are small. And even if you are blessed with an extraordinarily easy life, one free of great strife and great illness, one day, perhaps suddenly, you will just wither away. For you are small. And it's not just you. All the men and all the women of the earth are small. From the tiny infant to the head of state who appears so mighty, they are all small. From the one who has no assets of any mention to the one who has to hire other people just to try to keep track of all they have, they are all small. From the young and the strong to the old and the feeble, they are all small. God sits above the circle of the earth. You are like a grasshopper. Every human is very small. You get a sense of it every once in a while. Just this week, my wife and I looked outside and we saw all the stars in the sky were twinkling in a way that we had never seen before. Red and then blue and then white. Going outside just for a moment to take it all in a little better, one recognizes how small they are and how little they understand about the cosmos. Coming back from Hoxie, where I served the other evening when it was dark, I stopped in a particularly dark part of that trip and just looked up at the stars. Again, how small I felt, even though few have ever called me small. Sometimes all it takes is sort of listening to all that's going on in the world, and all of a sudden you are shrunk down to size. So what are we to do? So far, this sermon does not seem like it is filled with anything but bad news. All we know is that God is big and that we are small, that he is eternal and we are mortal, that we are weak and he is strong. Well, let us return to Isaiah today, for he will tell us the good news. He tells us that God gives power to the faint. To him who has no might, God increases strength. He tells us that to those who wait on the Lord, those who have faith in him, God renews their strength. He says that he takes weak and small ones and makes them able to fly like eagles. He takes those of us that can barely walk, literally or figuratively, and makes us able to run without growing weary. Yes, he walks up to Simon's mother-in-law and he removes her weakness and gives her strength. All the ailing who are gathered around them, he makes them whole. Those that are possessed by demons are released from that oppression and put in the possession of himself instead. Those in all the towns throughout Galilee find joy as he came to fill their ears, which burned with bad news, with the soothing good news of the gospel. So here is the good news. Yes, you are small. Yes, God is big. But God does not view you as a mere grasshopper. No, he views you in the same way we might view a majestic eagle. He places his eye upon us because he cares for us. And we know this chiefly because the Father sent down his only Son, not only to relieve fevers and heal sicknesses and cast out demons, though those things are quite wonderful as well, not even just to preach the good news of the kingdom, though we need that, but ultimately to be the good news of the kingdom. He sent him to bear our greatest weakness, to suffer for the thing that makes us so perilously small, our sin. He bore our smallness upon the cross, and now we bear his bigness because of his resurrection. We soar like eagles, though we were once grasshoppers. While you might often try to walk around with your chin up and your chest out, you know deep down how small you are. You know your own weaknesses. There is no need to hide that from God, for he knows. And quite frankly, there's no reason to hide it from others either, because we all know how weak we all are. Of your own mind and will, you simply will never grow up to be bigger and mightier. Alone, you will always remain small, especially in comparison to God. So instead, just admit your smallness. Come before God in humility. Wait on the Lord that he might renew your strength. He takes pleasure in those who fear him and those whose hope is in his steadfast love. He sees needs and he meets them. He meets the needs of your body each day, whether that's just normal sustenance or whether there is a particular care needed for a particular weakness of the body. He also takes care of your needs in regards to other people. Whether, again, it's just another day in which you need to get along with all people, showing love to one another, or whether there is some particular strife in one relationship or another that you have. And he meets the needs of your soul. He forgives your sin, he casts it out, and he fills you with himself. He fills you with his strength through his Holy Spirit. He raises you up to a newness of life in order that you might walk not in fear, but in power. So cry out to your Father. Trust in his Son, for this is what he has promised you. Though you are small, he is big, and he uses his bigness for you, so that you, O grasshopper, might soar like an eagle. Thanks be to God. Amen.